How did the world end up with 7,000 languages instead of our all sharing the same language? Already for tens of thousands of years, before language spread by the internet and Facebook, there has been ample opportunity for language differences to disappear, because most traditional peoples have had contact with neighboring peoples, with whom they intermarry and trade, and from whom they borrow words and ideas and behaviors. Something must have caused languages, even in the past and under traditional conditions, to diverge and to remain separate in the face of all that contact. Here's how it happens. Any of us over the age of 40 has observed that languages change, even over the course of just a few decades, with some words dropping out of use, new words being coined, and pronunciation shifting. For instance, whenever I revisit Germany, where I lived in 1961, young Germans notice that they have to explain to me some new German words. For example, the new word Handy for cell phones, which didn't exist in 1961, and that I still use some old-fashioned German words that have been going out of use since 1961. For example, Jener, Jene for that, those. But young Germans and I can still mostly understand each other well. Similarly, you American readers under the age of 40 may not recognize some formerly popular English words like ballyhoo, but in compensation, you daily use the verb to Google and the participle Googling, which didn't exist in my childhood. After a few centuries of such independent changes in two geographically separate speech communities, derived from the same original speech community, the communities developed dialects that may pose difficulties for each other to understand. For example, the modest differences between American and British English, the bigger differences between the French of Quebec and of metropolitan France, and the still bigger differences between Afrikaans and Dutch. After 2,000 years of divergence, the speech communities have diverged so much as to be no longer mutually intelligible, although to linguists they are still obviously related, such as the French and Spanish and Romanian languages derived from Latin, or the English and German and other Germanic languages derived from Proto-Germanic. Finally, after about 10,000 years, the differences are so great that most linguists would assign the languages to unrelated language families without any detectable relationships. Thus, languages evolve differences because different groups of people independently develop different words and different pronunciations over the course of time. But the question remains why those diverged languages don't merge again when formerly separated people spread out and recontact each other at speech boundaries. For instance, at the modern boundary between Germany and Poland, there are Polish villages near German villages, but the villagers still speak a local variety of either German or of Polish, rather than a German-Polish mishmash. Why is that so? Probably the main disadvantage of speaking a mishmash involves a basic function of human language. As soon as you start to speak to someone else, your language serves as an instantly recognizable badge of your group identity. It's much easier for wartime spies to don the enemy's uniform than to imitate convincingly the enemy's language and pronunciation. People who speak your language are your people. They'll recognize you as a compatriot, and they'll support you, or at least not to be immediately suspicious of you, whereas someone speaking a different language is apt to be regarded as a potentially dangerous stranger. That instant distinction between friends and strangers still operates today. Just see how you, my American readers, react the next time that you're in Uzbekistan, and you finally, to your relief, hear someone behind you speaking English with an American accent. The distinction between friends and strangers was even more important in the past, often a matter of life and death. It's important to speak the language of at least some community so that there will be some group that considers you as our own. If you instead speak a mishmash near a speech boundary, both groups may understand much of what you say, but neither group will consider you one of our own, and you can't count on either group to welcome and protect you. That may be why the world speech communities have tended to remain thousands of separate languages, instead of the whole world speaking one language or forming one dialect chain.